Well, a horrific case of a hospital screw-up to tell you about this morning. Homeless Christchurch man Neil Jones suffered from alcoholic liver disease, but after 3 weeks, his doctor discharged him because he thought he was faking his symptoms. He was taken to a bus shelter but brought back to hospital later that day, and he was trespassed, and police then took him to the City Mission. Then Mr. Jones was getting worse, so the City Mission called an ambulance and he was taken to A&E. He died less than 2 days later. Now the coroner has slammed the hospital's treatment and the Canterbury District Health Board has made changes. But should this have happened in the first place? Christchurch City Missioner Matthew Mark is with me. Hi, Matthew. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
It's a terrible thing, isn't it? So what can you tell us about that? He was delivered to the City Mission and he was in a bad way, was he?
Yeah, he was. That's exactly right. And I think you're quite right. You know, it's a horrific, appalling set of circumstances that, you know, when you read back and I guess that option of hindsight and being able to see over everything, you can certainly see some significant failings. He was, after being discharged and effectively being forgotten about and shunned by the local hospital, he was delivered to the Christchurch City Mission by a couple of constables, and reluctantly we took him in to monitor him on the basis that we would be able to refer him back into the hospital should we not be satisfied with his ability to be able to stay with us.
So it was a genuine mistake, was it? But I mean, they've changed the rules, so what will avoid this happening in the future?
The hospital has made some changes. I have to say that we actually enjoy a really good relationship with the CDHB. They are a fantastic partner with us. I think that what we've got here is something that's probably symptomatic of some real issues that we have within our health system on a wider scale. There have been some changes that have been implemented locally in the Christchurch Hospital since this has happened. I think if you read through the report, there was a definite assertion of pressure, despite many, many people raising concerns that Mr. Jones should never have been discharged. There was a definite process that was underway where he needed to be out of the hospital, and a thought process that he was faking his symptoms, despite being, I think the report says, bright yellow and fumbling and not being able to string words together. But there is now a system that's in the CDHB where they have implemented a speak up policy that gives every single person who works in the hospital or who is associated with the hospital to have a voice that has to be listened to.
How significant is the homelessness situation like this man in Christchurch?
I think, like anywhere across the country, we are suffering an increase in homelessness. And this situation here is probably very symptomatic of it. Post-earthquake, there was certainly a definite increase there. There's a lot of things that are connected in with homelessness. And so you do look at addiction, and obviously Mr. Jones had a serious addiction to alcohol. There is the mental health issues that then come with that there that often then result in homelessness, and you've got this cycle that then perpetuates itself as well.
With these homeless people that you deal with, the alcohol or drug-related, the addictions, that's quite common, is it?
It's certainly in the majority of the people that we are serving. And so part of our process then is, as they come through and they present to us, that we actually work through that with them. So we work through a detox process with them. We work through a process of putting them into permanent housing and making them well and finding a positive way forward for them.
Are you making headway with that? You give them a bed, do you, or how does that work?
Yeah, we do. So we have emergency accommodation and night shelters. And so we'll take people in and work with them through whatever the circumstances might be. So if it is addiction, then obviously we deal with addiction. There's a longer process with that. If it's purely just that they don't have a safe, secure roof over their head, then we will find a permanent solution for them.
All right. Well, thank you for coming on the program to explain that. Appreciate it.
No, thank you very much.
That is Matthew Mark, who is the Christchurch City Missioner.